take it from here, rapporteur of the committee. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. The report of this last session, of the session we've just had, is as follows. We have the States Parties to the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. The States Parties now are 53 in all who have ratified the convention. The last one was during this session. It was the Central African Republic, CAR, was the last one. We elected for this session a new chairman, Mr. Corcuera, Mr. Santiago Corcuera. He was elected chair of the committee, and we have also elected a new vice chair, and that person is Mr. Rainer Hühle. The former session was open in October, opened by Ms. Kate Gilmore. The 11th session of the committee was opened by Ms. Kate Gilmore. She made a statement, and the former Vice President, Mr. Dicko, then made a statement, and then Mr. Corcuera took the floor in his address on the occasion of his election, and also to express his commitment to the convention and to the work of the committee, of course. Now, the composition of the committee is unchanged. And we observed, as we usually do, 1 minute of silence. That's the observance of a minute of silence in remembrance of the victims of enforced disappearance. After that, we adopted the agenda and organization of work. As is the case in all of our sessions, we then moved on to the urgent actions, and that's the urgent action procedure under Article 30 of the Convention, where the rapporteurs shared with the committee and described the requests for urgent action which we received. Requests for urgent action. We received 428 requests for urgent action, out of which 341 have been registered. And they are being dealt with at this time by the committee. We also examined the status of communications. At the last session, we examined our first communications, and we are now in the process of following the status of implementation of our recommendations. Now, the committee decided on the attribution of functions of the Bureau, which is chaired by Mr. Santiago Corcuera, with the Vice Chairman, Mr. Hühle, and also Madam Janina and Mr. Yakushiji, and I am the rapporteur of the Bureau. The next session as the chairman said would be between the 6th and the 17th of March of next year, 2017. In the office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and that's in the Palais Wilson. And during that period, from 6 to 17 March 2017, we will consider the reports of two countries, of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and then also Colombia, afterwards. We and in the very near future, we will make public, publish our final concluding observations that were adopted on 12 October 2016. We adopted the list of issues for the examination of the next states, namely Ecuador, Senegal, Ecuador and Senegal, who will be examined during the next session, and we appointed the rapporteurs for those processes, and we'll examine the status of reports, submission of reports by states parties, so where they stand on this. And we met during this period with the working group. We had a video conference as well with the chair of the group, Madame Kuria Islami. Correction, Madame Huria Islami, and some members, and also discussed with NGOs in civil society, other bodies of the United Nations, and in particular, we had a video conference with the rapporteur of the International Law Commission, the ILC, on the definition of enforced disappearances as a crime, the criminalization of enforced disappearances. A conversation that was extremely productive, this video conference with the rapporteur of the ILC. That's about all. That wraps it up. Thank you.